Well, may I ask?
Oh, well, I know what you...
May I read these to you? Ask if you've heard them. All right, darning needle, devil's darning needle, dragonfly, ear sewer, spindle, mosquito hawk, sewing needle, snake doctor, or snake feeder.
Oh.
You ever call it any of those?
Well, I've seen them, but didn't know them.
Uh-huh, okay.
But I've seen them things flying around the fishing pole, lying
yeah,
on it,
that's
know?
What I'm talking
mosquito
about.
Mosquito hawk, already, that's what you
mosquito
call it.
Mosquito hawk, okay, fine.
That's what I call it now.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to know what you call it, the older words. Now, what you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
A turtle?
No, a little tiny insect that builds a nest out of mud.
Oh, a gecko.
Right, that's right. Exactly what I wanted you to say. But what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
A what?
Nuts that ripen underground.
Granny?
Uh-huh. Very good. Now the questions change a little bit, and this is sort of a fill in the blank. You know, I start saying something and let you finish it for me. Now, if a boy, say one of your sons, is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Like his father.
Right, exactly. Would you say that he looks like his father, or he takes after his father, or what?
He takes after his father.
You'd say takes after. Okay. Now, if the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you would say that the boy does what like his father?
Well, he acts like his father.
Okay, fine. Now, what would you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
A midwoman, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon okay. Yeah, right. That's what it is, you know.
That's right. Now, if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back if they didn't like him? I know you know some good words for that.
I reckon they call that a city dude or something.
Uh-huh, fine. City dude. Well, what if a country person goes into town? What might the city call
him? Oh, I'm a country cracker.
Country cracker, okay. Now, how would you normally refer to a person whose skin is black or brown?
Oh, I call that just brown, a mulatto.
Mulatto, what about black?
Black, I just say he's black.
Black, okay. Well, suppose you were angry with a Negro or a black person and thought he was trifling and no good, how would you refer to him?
I don't know, just telling
him he wasn't good for nothing. Good for nothing, huh? Okay. Well, now, how would you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race you and I belong to? You know, what would you call us? Well, like, you know, you say the Negro's black, you call him black. What would we be?
Well, we'd be white.
Okay. Now, do you know any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people? You know, words we wouldn't like.
No, I don't know that I do.
Okay. Now, suppose your husband had a fishing rod that he liked very much and that his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that your husband got awfully what about it?
Worried,
okay.
Well, I'd say that in place of saying got mad about it.
Oh, you'd say worried.
I'd say worried.
Worried, okay.